I seem to have a little cold last night. We stopped in Dayton, Ohio, and stayed at the Elam Motel over there. I like froze to death.
Huh? Well, them new modern jobs, boy, it's all.
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, Wilbur, I believe it was a little too new. I don't think it was quite completed.
Oh, the sap, it wasn't seasoned out good, wasn't dried out good.
I never got so cold in all of my life. Now, that's the truth, really, and I'm hoarse today as I can be. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, my shorts is trying to put my long handles on. That's getting cold, brother, I'll tell you. About 2 hours later, I waked up again, and the sheets had done turned blue. They didn't have that place near ready to keep people anyway. But everything's crowded in Dayton. You can't find a place to stay over there at all, so we had to take that or nothing. The walls in that motel, let me tell you something. The walls in that motel was so thin that I heard a feller in the next room next to me change his mind. I like to froze to death. Now, I ain't going to stay there no more till they get that place finished.
Don't you feel bad about liking to freeze to death?
Why not, Wilbur?
You know that room they put me in?
You had the best room on the place.
Yeah, I know I had the best room on the place, but I didn't sleep there a bit.
Well, you ought to.
I didn't sleep a wink. I stayed awake all night long.
What was your problem?
Well, there's a new married couple checked in there on their honeymoon, fresh married.
Is that right?
Checked in the room next to me.
Newlyweds.
Newlyweds, and they eat candy all night long. Kept me awake. I never slept a bit. Hush up, I never slept a bit. They eat candy all night long.
Now, wait a minute. Wilbur, now, I'll go along with the truth anytime, but I just don't hardly believe that.
Well, they did anyway. They ate candy all night long.
You was in the next room, wasn't you?
Yeah, sure I was in the next room.
See, Wilbur, these people don't believe that either.
I ain't care whether they believe it or not.
Well, let me ask you this. How in the world do you know that a fresh married couple in the room next to you ate candy all night long? How do you know they did?
Because I heard that woman say, "Oh, Henry, oh, Henry."
You wait till Bill Monroe hears about you up here, boy. You'll have to leave the country.
He might start selling that town up here.
Well, we'd like to call Ralph around here now to do a number for you on the banjo. Somebody asked Ralph a while ago how long you'd been picking the banjo. How long have you been picking, Ralph, or trying to pick?
About 25 years.
About 25 years. Well, that's quite a while. That's a quarter of a century, I reckon, ain't it? About that? Whatever that is. I think he knows three numbers, and which one of them do you want to play?
I believe I'll play one here that I sort of put together myself called the Clinch Mountain Backstep.